But what if they go in there to clean up the baby oil and they get high?
Yeah, it's like, I was cleaning 407 for 9 hours. Amazing.
They can't check in until 10 p.m. because they're in there fucking the bedpost.
Hey, but you get the baby oil on your head and you can't stop doing this.
So, yeah, Handy. Number one, that guy. Number two,
50 Curtis Cent.
50 Curtis Cent. Let me know if this is in the documentary, but other than that, let's see.
And you will definitely be upset. You will definitely be upset because you will be outstunned, motherfucker.
Whoa. Why is he trying to hump him?
Nigga, start working out, though. Just start, like, get in the gym, though, nigga. You know something? I ain't got to work out, neither. But you know something? My thumbs are so strong from counting all that paper. But y'all, hold on, check it. Stop. You got to do this. Do I work?
You ain't have he makes style everyone to give me
a pair of Reeboks. I asked you for a pair of Reeboks today. You ain't got no pair of Reeboks. You're fresh. You ain't even hooked me up.
You don't have no one to thank.
A boxer. Hey, yo, check this out. This is Diddy. This is that boy they call Diddy. I'm here in the biggest. This is just the play around mansion. This boy is really for real. He's the number one stunner. I passed it to him. You know what I'm saying? I was the number one stunner. I'm like a superior stunner now. You know, I'm gonna graduate to my master's degree of stunning. He's the one that's, you know how you have, I'm like Kennedy. You feel me? And he like Clinton. I was the president, but shit.
Yeah,
man.
That's OG
now. Oh, wow. But at the end of the day,
it's all one, and we in his mansion. It's one of many. He own the whole motherfucking block. God damn. Yo, check this out. Cash Money Bad.
He take over everything.
Yeah.
But his arm, this is too aggressive. To have your armpit on my ear, dog, like you, this is aggressive. All this is aggressive posturing.
And then to kiss his head.
And this baby is a real magnolia killer. Like, yeah. this is real certified schmackles.
Did he try everybody? You see, he was like, I really want to fuck, but you got to hit in the
gym. He was like, I don't do fatties. Like, I'm touching your body and it's
like,
squishy.
I know you got that treadmill, like, right in front.
It's squishy, but you killed the velour. But I did. I'm glad you ain't got the lugs on. He really roasted. I'm glad you got the lugs on.
You got the fresh Reebok.
But you know he lives in Miami on Star Island, so they're probably at the Miami spot, and it's like, let me get you some more.
Yeah.
If you see Birdman rub his head, then that's what you need to be worried. Like,
he's stuck.
We know from the doc the baby oil was loaded with drugs. What kind of freaking man is you? Like, no, you ain't thinking, it was like, what can I put drugs in?
He was humping him the whole time. Like,
but who cleans up the baby oil after the freak-offs? Like, the house. I want to talk to the housekeepers that got to clean these hotel rooms. Like, you got oil on the couch. You ever get baby oil on the couch?
They got to clean up way worse. But what if they go in there to clean up the baby oil and they get high?
Yeah, it's like, I was cleaning 407 for 9 hours. Amazing.
They can't check in until 10 p.m. because they're in there fucking the bedpost.
Hey, but you get the baby oil on your head and you can't stop doing this.
Nigga, just tell me why. Like, hey, man, my housekeeper won't leave my room. Bitch in here trying to fuck.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Diddy got the tape of that, too. I left cameras.
The old diddler.
The diddler.
Oh, man. All right. So, hey, man.
This is a break from the Diddy week anyway. Let us talk about it crazy so you won't be devastated. Because I was watching that shit like...
I still ain't watched this. But that part wasn't in the...
If you want to save your childhood, don't watch it, man.
Was that part in there?
No, it wasn't. That's the crazy part.
Just,
it's like
just got the extra
how much shit that we ain't seen that's, that ain't make the doc. I bet 50 got another part because R. Kelly go to jail to survive when R. Kelly part 2 dropped. So it just, he got one of the tough. This one did good. I know he got some more. It feels like he left it on a cliffhanger. It's like, he's in jail. It's like, but we got the other years.
Mm-hmm. That was real. The clip is on the way. I feel you, Birdman. So sometimes Birdman was trying to say shit and Diddy just kept talking over top of him. I feel you, Birdman. Sometimes that happened to me too. Damn. I might have said 10 words the whole clip. You going this morning.
Who the Master P had to took that clip and was like, you still know what
hey, they put in the comments, Ryan do not hear him.
I do hear him.
No, the fuck you don't. All right, here's your boy. Shout out to the Jamaicans. Busta Rhymes. And these crackers keep playing with them. Oh, shit.
Get the video on this. Tracy Morgan.
Oh, Tracy. What? Call me Tracy Morgan.
Wait. Nah.
What did you just say?
Yeah.
All that playing. Y'all don't get enough.
Yeah. This is not the phone. He thought it was at home.
Yeah, he was like, hee hee. Yeah.
Yeah, tap you on the shoulder to kiss the death of old head.
Yeah.
What's around 62 years old, man? He ain't got time to be out there messing with you. Is that Gilly? Oh no.
That was the funny salesman was with him. Shout out to funny salesman. I don't know
that light skinned dude is an Instagram person too.
Who's that? Ben and Don?
Nah. What that mean?
I ain't hear nobody say Tracy. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. Okay, Funny Sales, we got the look. Shout out Funny Sales.
Right, good shout out.
Yeah, on TMZ.
He's like, man, it ain't me. He know how to approach people, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. And then he's funny, and he's legit.
Funny salesman was like, he done messed up a little sale, man. I ain't get to clean the man's shoe.
He didn't get to get the.
Hey, but that's what y'all could do. Lesson be learned.
Stop playing with people, man.
Stop playing with
people. You know, though, I feel like these have been kind of going, down a little bit. I ain't, maybe it's not on my algorithm, but the TikTok pranks and people like really going hard pranking people, I ain't been seeing too much.
Well, I've been seeing the worst ones. I've been seeing, I saw a dude in the hood with a clear book bag full of money. Like, he just roll up on some dudes. They be like, how I get here? They like, boy, I'm like, y'all finna get murdered out here.
Man, people was hurting now, dog.
It was a dude walked up on, you could tell these the projects. You know how when two front doors is close as hell? The porch, and it's like older cats out there. This dude got AP on, another watch chain. I'm trying to figure out how to get to the da 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 da. They were like, hold on, leave that watch though.
Yeah,
like this nigga, they pulled out some big shit.
Leave that watch. I'm like, no, it's a prank, it's on camera. Leave that camera too.
Leave that camera too. People's not playing with y'all, but playing with these soups. Y'all gotta understand that is a 50 something year old Jamaican real dude, and he is not little. These celebrities ain't little when you roll up on them. Not some of him. Them.
Most of them are though.
And you, we talk about fresh off the zippy, so he a little. He done fresh ate, off the hoop. He off the zippy now. He got a little belly back. When Buster got his belly back, he'll knock your shit out. Like I feel like y'all see these costumes.
Does look healthier though. I am happy.
He does look happier and healthier. That's what you can't mess with Buster around. He got a big ass chain on. He gonna beat your ass. Like his power. He got all his power.
And you know old school New York, bro. Like that.
You kind of look like Tracy Morgan. It was funny. I was like, he not laughing. But you see the funny salesman come up with a joke. He said he get you involved. Yeah. Like that's what being a comedian is, reading the rooms half the time. Especially you a white boy, don't come up saying my boy to nobody at all.
And also a lot of these streamers and influencers, like this is their first time really interacting with people. You know what I mean? And they're only interacting because they're streaming. Like, they don't want to talk to people for real. So they ain't even really, like, trying to learn how to interact. So
legend right here.
But the legend, man, shout out to Corey Holcomb, 5150, man. He's a multi-hyphenate talented brother. And he has a song for you. And when I hear it, here you go.
Your girlfriend's back and she won't pout from that.
Human lube. Hey.
Sensitive skin, no need to trip. If you buy yourself, use it on your
human lube.
The best part of waking up is a slippery girl with a slippery ooh.
Why a nigga dressed like King Beef? Go King B. Go King B. Hey.
You looking at a free band right here. This man is free.
Free, man.
Kids go.
No wife.
I'm out here single, man.
Rub it on your hard foot ass.
Human move, man. That dude mind works a lot different than anybody else.
Tori Holcomb on a jazzy 80s beat. I'm always, man, come on,
human
man.
You don't drop that beat. I would like to know who the young lady is at the very beginning of the video.
How do you get casted for the Human Lube video? what am I going to be doing?
Nigga,
well,
nigga, put it in actor's access.
This lets you know who opened the email or not. Like, you ain't listen to the song, did you?
You didn't, huh?
You finna find out.
Nigga just pulled up.
Hey, this is one of our favorite YNs.
Hey, man, YN of the year, I think.
YN of the
year. I don't even think it need to be in the year. I don't even think it need YN. To be. No, what you call it, categories or nominees, none of that, bro. The YN of the year.
Keeping it funky was a person.
Not just because he could hoop. This is not, we ain't talking about hoop right
not
now.
Not just because he's from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Keeping it funky
keeping
with a chick.
Keeping it funky, bro.
Niggas cannot do. Shout out to the people who married. I'm married. You can you can't keep it funky as you would like to. As years go by, your mate gets used to how real you keep it. They still kind of cringe a little bit. But this right here, unadulturated. This reminds me.
The fact that you got to call it funky, you can't say the truth. Is the part
it's
that's
the regular
me.
Truth. That's what what's it's that all talking is. About? Remember
regular truth.
Ugly Buddy Nietzsche. He was like, tell the truth is.
It's the regular juice. Talking about you gotta sauce it up and say, I'm trying to keep it funky with you. Like, no,
yeah,
I'm just trying to tell
you
the truth.
You gotta make it jazz because women like your words hurt their skin. Yeah. I can feel it on my skin.
I got eczema. All right, here we go. YN of the Year award goes to none other than Ant Edwards, straight out of Atlanta, all the way from UGA into Minnesota.
I'm out of town. I'm technically imported.
Right.
He's talking to his girlfriend right now.
I come first.
I'm saying so I can't talk to my hoe.
Talk to your hoe. By all means, talk to your hoe.
Good question.
Just has a fat. You're blinded by just the fat ass. But look at the shape of it. Look at how she's looking with it.
All right, now you hating, bitch.
Yes.
You really hate.
She fine as fuck.
Bitch, I'm 22 years old with $90 million. Everything fine to me. So she mad that she had to come in from out of town and he's still talking to a bitch that he around.
It sounds like she overvalued her stock. Her stock Whoa. Evaluations were...
Talk about that.
Bitch projected. The shit on the flow chart at her meeting is not what's at his meeting.
Come on,
that's
man.
That's the disconnect a lot of people
Buy
have.
Buy low, sell high.
What you feel about yourself on your pie chart, the dude you with who finna pay for all this shit, if he don't feel like you feel, you need to find out how he feel before you start talking because you don't know how many of yous he got.
Shout out to the ladies that let their pussy do the talking and they ain't got to do all that. They just like, I know he finna come back over here because
well, for him to be
I'm the
on
best.
Live.
Right. She didn't even know that. He just looking, sucking on a straw. Nigga drinking Sprite.
He with the girl talking about I can't talk to my hold up.
Yeah. I mean, she was asking questions. I think he just needed clarification, bro. Like, can I not talk to my hoe while you here? She's like, but I kind of get her point. If he flying her in and she only going to be there a few days, like, don't be talking. You could talk to these local hoes at any point. I think that was her point.
Yeah, I'm here.
But he was like, I'm Anthony Edwards. I don't think you remember that part.
And also, we live in Minnesota. What else am I going to do?
I'm fucking everything. I fuck Prince Niece.
You thought you was the only one on your flight? Oh, that's crazy.
I fuck Jimmy Jam Niece.
Bruh. You know the Minneapolis sound? Yeah, been over there.
Fuck all them nieces. Daughters, everybody.
All the people, yeah. New Power Generation, all Prince.
Fuck the bitch look like Prince.
Prince staff, you know Prince, housekeeper, daughter, fine.
No, owner got a daughter too, hey. Right? Clap that. YN of the year, man. YN of the year.
Give it up for him. Because a lot of people is out here lying. That's the thing. Like,
and that's why, and then that's how you get caught up in your, and I ain't trying to put this on brother, but like Offset. I feel like Cardi's the type, if he would have kept it real with her, like, yo, we young, we rich. I do want to be with you forever. Like, you my friend, but I'd still like pussy. I feel like she would have been like, I get it.
She'd be like, let's not pick these dusty bitches. You keep picking. That's the problem.
I get
it's
it.
It's cool, but you're picking dusties who can't wait to tell me that you picked them. That's one of the things.
Yeah, that's the disrespect.
That's the main thing. Did you see Offset and Finesse Two Time going back and forth?
Nah,
you
that
know,
don't.
He said,
man,
you out here trying to sue a bitch, Mike. He said, nigga, you got a BBL. Get in the gym.
Finesse got surgery. I ain't seen him in a while.
But he still look crazy, though. He still look like the Phillies mascot a little bit.
He got a half of fuck shaking like this. All right, what we got here? This here we go.
All right,
good call.
Cause he had to come back. he thought about it. He got outside.
Oh, I'm up for No problem.
This is Tyler's last haircut.
You don't get your hair cut by a bald head man, first of all.
You said, I was just trying.
Look at the baby. They finna scrap.
You
want to beat me and get mad?
Bro, you have a good day.
Yeah.
And you have a good day, bro.
He just came from work.
Because you got those flags in my trap.
You want to get mad? What you
been wanting to fight him, bro. His hairline look like he been like that.
Okay, okay, you can stop right there.
I would have went on Instagram and be like, bro, your hair been like this, bro. Look at 8 weeks ago. Do
also,
you like that.
If you a barber and you know these sensitive headlines, I feel like you gotta be like, are you sure?
I'm blaming the customer.
You know your headline is on his last, but also.
And you don't get your hair cut by a bald head man.
And they also see what you don't see. Like with somebody on their last hair, they see every follicle. They yes. be like, he took 8 follicles, bro.
Mm-hmm. Like, so tell to tell them what happened after that.
Yeah, so he went to the car, got the blick. Hey, he ready to fight about that goddamn hairline, boy.
He put it on him in front of the kids.
The kids was out there. They said, go outside, the black kids.
Yeah.
My sons would be like, but dad, why is... man, that's what I be trying.
Anytime
my sons don't move immediately, I say, we dead. Y'all know we dead.
Y'all know y'all got us unalive, kids.
Right, we know. We out of here, baby. Y'all can't.
My man pulled a pistol out on him on camera and said, I ain't going back to prison. Hey, let me tell you where you going, brother.
Bruh.
Back
to prison. With them slacks on in that private school shirt?
He in prison right now. Bruh. Telling the nigga, look, no. But look, though.
But check.
But look, though. I know I got 12 more years, but look. Yeah, he put me back, though. And he said, yeah, now I'm finna push you back.
But how far back is your headline? How far back? Because some of these people need to know. When is it time to give up the headline? At what? Because I just got my shit cut.
Yeah.
But at what is it like? Are we LeBron-ed? Like, where are we at with?
I mean, LeBron, I think you take LeBron out of the equation because he has too much money to think rationally.
Right.
You know what I mean? So hold on. The question is how far back?
How far back? Like, you know, I'm just gauging myself.
So there's a part of your most black men's skulls that has an indentation.
Right.
But most people can't see that because your hair is covering it. At some point, that indentation is going to start showing, and that's when you should cut it off.
Yeah, but I think, is LeBron bald now? I thought I saw a clip of him dribbling. He was bald, but that might have been.
He got a super low cut. I don't think his turkey shit took.
His turkey didn't go to turkey?
Yeah, hell yeah. So go back and watch. You know what I'm saying? I'm obviously a huge Laker fan. LeBron got there in 2019. 2020, you can see, like, COVID, you know what I mean? I believe he went and got it done and then played the bubble. He had great hair in the bubble. Next year came around, he was playing in the game and somebody wiped his head off, like wiped his stuff off. And AD was on the bit. Damn, we need to get that clip. If you can find that clip, find it.
The starting forwards for both teams, the Lakers starting forwards have outscored the Jazz starting forwards.
And AD was like, yo, hair.
And
he was on
that.
The bitch like, yo, hair. So a nigga took his shit off and he probably ain't got it to redo. So if you look at it, he still got a little hair in the front, but his back blowed out.
So that's why he used to get the Boosie all the way bald, but like damn near Pee Wee Herman in the front.
Y'all boys best believe when that man retired, within 8 months of him retiring, he gonna have a full head of hair.
You know, I think he's sticking to his pettiness because Charles Barkley was on his head so early. Remember, I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah, Charles and Kenny. That was like, come home, LeBron.
Was like, never. He was like,
come home, LeBron. Come on,
LeBron. LeBron was like, I will never cut this head. Like, he told them, like, animately. Shout out to niggas.
Well, LeBron don't even respond to them. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he ever said anything to Charles Barkley or Skip Bayless.
How long do Beijing prolong?
How many extra days or years does Beijing give you? Ooh, that's a tough one, man, because if you don't have enough hair, the Beijing is going to look fake. Now, people that have enough hair, the Beijing could just, like, you know what I mean, Carlos enhance. You hear him tell the story about what happened to him?
No.
Bro, he said, man, dude was like, I got you. This was the first time. He never heard of Beijing. You know, he from Alaska. Like, he don't really know shit. And he was like, I got something for you, my dog. He was like, all right, well, let's go. But had a game that night. So dude sprayed him up. And he was like, man, what the hell is this? Went back to his hotel, said he washed his hair 14 times. And that was the best I could get it before my game started. So imagine how bad it was before he washed his hair that many times.
He just was like, hey. No.
I got you. What he left out is that he fucked old dude, bitch, and that's why he did his
hair.
Yeah,
something happened, ain't no way in the world, like, bro. Ain't no way.
He was a Carolina fan.
You should let this dude do blackface on your head.
Nigga got blackhead.
Yeah, you done shoe polished up on your head, but you crazy as hell. You should look like some 4G auto tires up there. You tripping.
Shoot. Man, so this is a joint. This is a group chat one. This ain't a DM one. This is a group chat one. Ooh. In Poland, there's a TV show where celebrities dress up as musicians and perform in blackface. So these people are famous in Poland. So that's why they really gonna mess with them. But also, they are being us.
Hell no. What?
The Weeknd is tripping.
He look like Drake.
Man, he like the Drake and the Weeknd.
He like, was that, do you want to drop the cheese? What?
Nah, he's super white. Look at Snoop.
Oh, you tripping.
It's
boy, they just want to cuss. Cussing is blackface.
Look how he said nigga. He said that right. Bro, this is very good makeup, even though it's racist. This is such great makeup.
He looks like Bert E from Earth, Wind & Fire, the guitar player.
None of these crackers can sing, though. That's the crazy part. That's a woman. What is happening to our world, man? They love our rhythm, but hate our blues.
Man, hell no. we're driving.
That's Louis Armstrong, bro. All the other ones seem way less racist compared to this one.
Because he's bucking his eyes, man. What the hell?
What? Hey, you know what's funny thing about that shit? I know they had to shoot for Michael Jackson because I know everybody wanted Michael Jackson. They probably had to, like,
yeah, like, paper, you don't get Michael Jackson.
Rock, paper, nigga. Rock, paper, nigga.
I would like to protest. I would like to do the bad era of Michael. If we switch eras.
Why are they on that King Kong? Who that? I don't even know if I'm supposed to be offended. I'm supposed to be offended by this one.
She's supposed to be John Legend?
No. She's just dressed like a woman. In this great future, you can't forget yourself. I don't think I ever watched a video this far.
Yeah, I didn't know this was the.
Nah, how I feel about Bob Marley. I got him tattooed on me everywhere. I don't like this.
Bruh.
I don't like this.
What is the black face? Oh, it's like bamboo part two.
I bet they hate black people, especially their celebrities in Poland. I bet they don't even be around black people.
I think that should be rude. Anytime you did a black face, your credit go down.
It's CeeLo White. Sounding terrible. What the?
This CeeLo Zero.
Oh my God.
This CeeLo
CeeLo look like Roland Martin.
This CeeLo without sugar.
That's sweet and love.
You don't remember. I'm like, bro, I've been here on this air mattress. I've been here for 4 weeks. Hey, man, Tim, hey, what brand of air mattress? And Tim to my dog, no, let me see it, though. I'm like, man, I've been here sleeping on a rack. I've been here being vulnerable to my buddies who are 40 and up.
What brand of air mattress hold you up
I'm
for 4 weeks?
I'm sleeping on
bro.
A raft, guys, for 4 weeks. In a writer's. I'm in the goulash of writer's camps, right? I'm in L.A. on a mattress, laptop. living it, thugging it, going up every night. I'm in the trenches. Ooh, I reach to my group chat for therapy and say, man, I feel like I'm in fuckboy training camp. Ooh. And then they like, I said, man, I'm going to help this airbag. They're like, whoa, 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 whoa. You want a what? What particular brand partake is? Man, fucking Tip Harris, the comedian.
Oh, man. Tip Harris, the comedian.
But KP's dark like us, man. It's like, to be an Aries, we are all three Aries brothers up here. It's a special kind of, it's like a tasteful dark. Mm-hmm.
It's tasteful dark. And then also, we pick certain things out that other people may not find funny. It don't even have to be dark.
But only us get it.
Man, listen.
Like, what's wrong with y'all?
Man, listen. I don't know if anyone else in the group chat laughed as hard as us three did about Young Thug when he said against the grain. I'm sure they giggled. But I know all three of us were crying, bro. I know that for a fact, bro. I was like, you should just send that to us, because that was literally for again. They got
it. Because I was watching it, and when it happened, I was like, it was a
smith. Man, of all the parts people talk about in that interview with Thug and Bank, man, nobody talks about that part, bro.
Yeah, it can't be stupid, bro.
Because to this day, I ain't seen the interview, but I'm glad you sent that, bro. Because that made my day.
That's a strong tuna whoop to do.
Yeah, man.
He had a few of them.
Whoop de Doo just got the machine behind it. You know what I'm saying? Whoop de Doo
was the single. Whoop de Doo was the single. That was an album cut. That was like an album. Man. You got to listen to the project to like appreciate the drums on this one.
Right? And also, God created you, but I helped was like right bro. There. You know what I'm saying? It's like third.
God created you. But I helped.
But nigga, I helped.
No, you see the proposal? He was like, what's up, nigga?
He proposed
to Mariah Sainz last night, bro. He said, what's up, nigga?
So we were there. Like, it was dope because, you know, it's like seeing Young Love, like Young Thug, Young Love. Yeah. It's crazy, by the way. But we were about to go. Tip was performing right after Mariah, the scientist. So I was on the DJ thing setting up. When it happened, so I'm looking down like, oh, okay then. Oh.
So you be in viral moments by mistake. Like, you were just doing what you would be doing anyway.
Yeah, I actually posted it on my story, but it's like, yeah, by mistake. That's pretty much what
viral
happens.
By mistake. This is the name of this episode.
Hilarious.
Man. Young Thug proposed to Mariah Sainz last night at State Farm Arena. KP was standing behind him.
Stage. If you go to my IG, it's on my story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he got a better view on his.
Not better. Like, because I didn't know what was happening. It's probably not better.
Yeah, on our show, we do clips.
It's genuine shock.
Because I'm like,
only reason I was tripping because I'm like, now, what Tip's supposed to do after this?
Whatever you like. Y'all got to switch the order. You got to do whatever you like right now.
Right now. Yeah.
You got to live your life.
Too bad.
What happened? So, what's up, y'all do? Like, what y'all come? How do you follow a proposal?
About the money was next.
Hilarious. Yeah. With Tip walking about, get a prenup. If it ain't about the body.
Oh, it's a comedy part.
It's a comedy. We do the joking thing.
I don't know how to skip ahead on the story.
Hold on. Tip and Thug, ain't about the, like, all about the money together is dope. Like, that's not a.
No, they haven't done that.
They haven't performed that before together.
In a long time, since before we went to. Say that again.
No, I could just play it. I didn't want to see it. Really.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's...
Yeah, y'all keep talking shit. Go ahead.
Oh, this is your IG story. Got it.
Thug got on some really sparkly pants for the occasion.
No, that was Jacquees.
Jacquees, sorry.
There you go. Oh,
this is it right here.
Look, so KP right was right behind him. That's crazy.
Man.
He was just doing... He was just living life. And get what?
Everybody's surprised.
Bro, I know you thinking like, what song gonna do now, nigga? Does he have a jumper on?
Yeah,
man, he's at the concert.
Ghostbuster.
Just say that. Put it on. You said yes.
That's crazy.
That was his DJ. He didn't know either.
Right.
Man, come on, man. Hilarious. KP is dark.
Oh man. Well,
this is the most viral by mistake dude on the planet. He's really like the Forrest Gump of hip hop and
call
culture.
It viral adjacent.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? He's always in a moment that people know about, but don't know that he was in that moment.
Bro, this dude bet LL Cool J when he was 10.
Right. Like, have you ever been in a room that wowed you?
All the time, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a bad question. The first room that wowed you, if you could remember.
Yes. Farrakhan's house before the Million Family March.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Who was over there?
Farrakhan.
What y'all eat?
Healthy.
Healthy.
It was vegetables.
Right. Marching food.
It was clean. It was at the farm.
Oh, where he has his own farm
to table.
That's hard.
That's dope. Wow. Yeah. That's all you really need right there. So there's another room that I feel like when we find this out, this was a little bit after COVID time. I think it went to COVID time. And a documentary came out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was on it. And some things that we learned ourselves, KP was actually there. So this is Kanye. If you listen to us in your truck, Kanye playing Through the Wire for Pharrell
for the first time.
KP is in the building, and who is the gentleman right there?
In the jacket.
Yeah, that he talking to.
I can't see that far.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out later.
That was one of his guys. I can't remember his name. That
somebody
was
from Chicago. All right, so I can't obviously play too
this
much.
This is 2004 for real.
2004.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could you take us back to them bringing the camera around? How weird was that?
Okay,
because
so
they didn't do that back in the day.
Nah, so that's the thing. So in the clip, I watch it and I just feel cringy because I'm in the corner. I have pulled my hat down.
Yeah, you could barely see the back of you on here.
Because I couldn't understand why niggas had a camera in here while we making up shit.
Mm.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? I'm just like, and it felt real fitty. It wasn't especially comfortable, back, but it was four, like, yeah. But yeah, in hindsight, it's like brilliant because he got every moment, and by mistake, I get a moment that I wouldn't have caught any other way because I'm from the behind the scenes era,
yeah,
where I don't have to dress to come to the studio. You know what I mean? It's right. You know, ain't nobody think about me.
You cracked the sweats code way before everybody else, I believe.
Appreciate it.
You just got to make sure you're there.
Make sure you're there in prison. Yeah, like really there.
Damn. So how did he come in before this? Like this clip that we got starts at the beginning of the song. Can you remember anything from how he came in to talk to Pharrell about I got a song?
No, he literally just walked in.
Oh, word.
Like he walked in like
with the camera.
What's funny is if you watch the documentary now, you see him setting it up to go in. Like, man, all they can do is say nah. And so he just came in like he does, and it was my first time meeting him, and he played records, and I remember thinking, man, I told him he was my favorite rapper next to CeeLo, because he played a bunch of songs, and he was like, yeah, CeeLo is Gemini too. I'm like, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I just remember like wondering why nobody else was like unbothered by the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but he also played the Jay-Z verse.
The joint with the Miracle Whips joint.
What's the name? Let You Down.
Oh, to Hold You Down.
Yeah.
The one that was on his album.
Yeah, but he played that Jay-Z verse, but his verse went on.
Get up, I get down.
And he rapped his own verse.
While the track was playing.
We were talking about his parents and the water hoses and all that shit.
Yeah,
that was a tough verse too. Yeah.
And we were working, because we were working on Usher then. We were working on 8701.
Damn, that was bad. 8701.
No, not 8701. No, it couldn't have been. It had to be Confessions, because if that's 2004.
Another one. Diamond.
Nah, well, that date isn't right there, because matter of fact, I know that we were working around. We were doing
Usher.
Okay.
Confessions was a.
So that had to be like 01.
No, it was Confessions because Kanye ended up on the Confessions tour.
No shit.
So this is 01, 02?
Well, I'm gonna go with the date because I now no longer have no timeline.
Yeah, there's no way that you can remember the date, but you just got to remember these points. Yeah. Like, so
this is I was in college.
I remember before and I remember like sequence, but not necessarily dates.
There you go.
Damn, so he just busted in on the Confessions session. I said, hold on, also, y'all, real quick. I know y'all about to push Usher to the top, but hear this song. And this is the first time meeting Pharrell too. My bad, Ryan.
In a real like conversation where I think they had met before, but okay. I don't know if they had. They never talked.
Got you.
But nobody guards was up with the cameras because y'all. This is the leak shit era. Like niggas was leaking and
stealing.
Well,
we don't play. You don't hear any of what we were working on.
Okay, cool. Cameras down once they get back to the music, right?
Yeah, but like it was, he was playing his shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
It's on you.
He just made y'all be in his listening session.
Yeah.
It seems like the Kanye thing to do.
But that's what I mean. And
he was inventing Kanye right then.
It worked.
It wasn't. You know what, man? It's like it's so dope because I'm like, he's the least changed nigga I've met.
Because he was like that from jump.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can definitely see that in the doc.
Dream is like that still, I think.
Yeah, Dream. I mean, actually, most people who have been successful are pretty much genuinely themselves in music anyway.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, though.
Like, because people get to know you and they get invested. Like, even, you know, it's like, no matter how you feel about them, it's like you know them. The same way you got a cousin who might trip out. And you're like, man, that's just.
Yeah.
That's what he be doing.
Yeah.
And I feel like it could hurt some artists. Like, I personally feel like if Meek Mill didn't let us get to know him as much, he's still a big artist, huge artist, but I think he would kind of be talked about more and just maybe more in the list of people when they talk about rappers, because the nigga could rap his ass off, right. But he has so much shit going on. I feel like outside of it, I don't think people want to give him that credit.
Man, but it's not that. It's he got a song so good that they play it every day.
Yeah.
Like when he did a song so good that like every time you play it, you get the same reaction no matter when
he's a star. But I don't feel like he's a star though. I don't feel like people treat him as
a star. Do you feel like everybody gotta be a star though? Like